Hi. Hello, it is August 24th, and we have cards for the 24th and 25th, and they are the Page of Coins, the Ten of Swords, and the Three of Cups, paid in full. It's not just a child support payment, or a student loan payment, or a mortgage payment. It is the last payment, and a celebration is in the cards. The Ten of Swords is in the center today, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, and to be blunt, no pun intended, is one of the death cards. I tilt my head like my dogs do when I practice violin at a death card, being followed by a party card, the Three of Cups, because the previous card in the past position, the Page of Coins, Capricorn, Virgo, Taurus, is the card of a young person or a student. I don't want to entertain the idea of someone celebrating the death of anyone's child. None of these cards are in the reverse, which is their lower polarity, so whatever is over seems to be to everyone's satisfaction, to say the least. The Ten of Swords is a card of finality. Under an impossibly black sky, a human whose face is turned away is bleeding out on an empty beach. The Suit of Swords is a challenging and often painful suit. I always call the Ten of Swords death by a thousand cuts, and swords representing law, truth, and justice could be a draining legal situation. There is always the thinnest ribbon of light under the ominous black clouds of the Ten of Swords, yellow, gold, or the proverbial silver lining. There must be a silver lining today because the upcoming card is simply a celebration. The studious Page of Coins also represents writing and documents as well as actual physical money. This could be handing in your notice or being handed your notice with enough severance pay to go on a nice vacation with your new crew, who may be your fellow now jobless co-workers. Traditionally, on the olden time cards, we see three nymph-like maidens in gossamer gowns dancing in a circle, cups raised, flowers of spring in their hair. The modern witch tarot shows us three young humans of different shapes and sizes and colors lifting their own cups at their campsite. Reminds me of the legendary Burning Man festival. It's the season, and they're dressed in fun clothes or costumes. The modern witch deck shows a young human also laying on the rocky, desolate beach, stabbed in various places on her body, which is dressed in a pink shirt and light blue skirt. No blood, just a bit of water under her that seems to be receding. We see a glimpse of pink in the sky between the usual black clouds, but our human is checking her cell phone. And the caption on the card, the only card in the deck with a caption, says, "Everything is fine." The Suit of Swords, after all, is the mental suit. It's not like she's really being stabbed, not in this spread anyway. The creator of this deck even further makes this point, pun intended, by having not one but two versions of this dreaded card in the deck, which I didn't realize until just now because I thought I was losing it a bit. The cards are exactly the same, but beneath the picture of one of them, it simply says Ten of Swords, as if anyone drawing this card needs the message twice. Everything is fine. Or, what are friends for? Whatever is over is freeing you up to be with your nearest and dearest. The Three of Music celebrates life. The worst is over. We can celebrate. Have fun. I like that. That sounds like a great New Year or birthday, which is your personal New Year resolution. Happy Virgo season.